This is JIS News. Coming up, oversight body established to support crime-fighting efforts, creativity needed to save sugar industry, and Central Manchester community gets electricity. The news in detail after the break.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. An oversight body has been established to support crime-fighting efforts. The Rule of Law Working Group will assist in improving participation and accountability, as well as provide a more objective assessment of developments in the area of crime and violence.
This initiative will give our citizens a greater voice and influence in the national effort to reduce the unacceptably high levels of crime and violence, especially murders, and create a safer Jamaica.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting speaking at a vehicle handover ceremony in Kingston Monday. He says the Rule of Law Working Group, comprising members from the Partnership for Jamaica, will be chaired by Vice President of the Jamaica Manufacturers Association, Howard Mitchell. The working group will be similar to the Economic Programme Oversight Committee, EPOC, and Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET, which are successfully assisting in the areas of economy and energy. Meanwhile, the National Security Ministry has launched its DoDeMath anti-lottery scamming campaign. Portfolio Minister Peter Bunting says the campaign is designed to show the corrosive impact of scamming on the country and its citizens.
Our aim is to create a social environment that rejects any assertion that scamming is a victimless crime or that it is a Robin Hood type activity. We will instead show the real consequences of scamming, robbery, murder, and certainly for the perpetrator, the forfeiture of their assets and imprisonment.
The campaign will target citizens, particularly in Area 1, with radio and TV ads, billboards, school interventions, posters, and community talks, bringing the message, hashtag lottery scamming kills. DoDeMath is among a number of initiatives implemented by the government in recent years to tackle lottery scamming, said to be predominant in Western Jamaica. Head of the European Union delegation to Jamaica, Ambassador Paolo Amadei, challenging players in the local sugar industry to find innovative ways to keep the sector viable. Ambassador Amadei says with the impending removal of preferential rates for Jamaican sugar in European Union countries, the survival of the industry will require the creation of new products and more aggressive marketing strategies to maintain demand for the commodity.
Gone are the days where there could be complete reliance on the export of raw sugar at an artificially inflated price. It is crucial for the industry to produce complementary value-added products and for the country to reduce dependency on imported fuel.
The ambassador notes that sugar technologies are becoming increasingly important as they have a major part to play in determining what value-added products will help sustain the sugar industry. Ms. Amadei was addressing the opening ceremony of the 78th Annual Conference of the Jamaica Association of Sugar Technologists last week. And 25 families along Low Street in central Manchester are now benefiting from the installation of electricity by the National Energy Solutions Limited, NESSOL. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says NESSOL is working to enable the delivery of electricity to the remaining 2.5% of the country.
So we have completed 97.5%. The global average is 75%, and we're not going to rest until every single nook and cranny of Jamaica has electricity.
Minister Paulwell says the service provided along Low Street represented the 123rd service extension commissioned since 2012. The Low Street power installation was provided at a cost of $4 million and also included the erection of street lights. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.